Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week's program is coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, where we've got the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference taking place, and that overlaps with the NAFB convention. Full coverage on agwired.com, of course. And before I go further, I want to thank our sponsor, Fluidigm Corporation. You can find them at fluidigm.com, and we've been working to help introduce them to the agribusiness community. So tell your favorite researchers about Fluidigm, and check out some of the stories you can find in interviews on AgWired. Now, looking at the conference this week, one of the sessions here at the Trends in Agriculture event that I thought was really well done was a panel discussion talking about how marketers are building new community ties. The whole theme here has really been about the new ag community, and that involves some new ways of communication. So we had here with us three individuals, and I did a short interview with each one of them that I'm going to feature for you. They include Joel Jaeger with Commodity Update, Leslie Bradshaw, who works for New Media Services, but is also Director of Engagement for her family's vineyard, which is Bradshaw Vineyards. And then also we had Joe Grigsby with VML, Digital Marketing Agency. So I'm going to just kind of go through a short interview with each of them. We'll just do them right in a row here, and that'll be our program for this week. Joe, first of all, tell me what you do for VML.
Director of Emerging Media, so I'm responsible for the teams working with our clients on both social media and mobile marketing programs.
So when it comes to agri-marketing, what kinds of points would you like people to know about how these can be considered tools to create new channels of communication?
Sure. I mean, I think a lot of the theme of what we talked about today was how can we provide value or utility to the end users, to the customers, to the farmers? And I think that's what we're seeing is where are farmers getting information from other farmers, from our clients, and how can we use these channels to improve that process?
So what, I know you already work with at least one client in this field. How do you kind of address concerns that some might have over whether farmer customers would be engaged in these ways?
Yeah, I think the data proves itself, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's finding out what farmers are actually doing. I think there's always this kind of misconception or perception of them not being leading edge, them not using these tools. But what we are seeing is the data proves out that things like mobile and connecting over these social channels, they're using them, and we need to be there.
What would be a good way for a company, an agribusiness, to get started if they want to just say they just decided, you know, we got to do something, we want to do something different? How would they get started?
I mean, again, it comes back to understanding your customers. I think the best thing to do is to survey their customers, right? Find out what are their customers, what channels are they using, and what kind of information are they looking for, and then providing value there. I mean, Joel's great because Joel's the case study of, he found a niche as an end user and started servicing that himself and then built a business out of that.
So just to talk a little bit about VML, what kinds of things can you do for your customers?
So VML is a digital agency, full-service digital agency. So a lot of what we do focus on developing digital content, digital properties, websites, online media, and again, emerging media, so social media marketing, mobile marketing for our clients.
Great. Well, thanks. You did a great presentation here, all three of you, at NAMA Trends in Agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Leslie, it's great to meet you, and a great presentation here at the Trends in Agriculture Conference. What was the message you most wanted people to take away from here?
I wanted people to understand that social media is nothing new. You know, it's something as human beings we've done for centuries. I often say that hieroglyphics were the ancient tweets, right? We've tried to convey complex ideas in short form, and the idea that it's a foreign thing should be erased from all of our conscious, you know, and I think we should all embrace it from, it's a very human thing to do. And a favorite quotation of mine actually about this is that social media is bringing back the human element to all digital life. We're no longer users, shoppers, consumers, we're people again. And I think that, you know, between photos and between the experience that people have on the farm, there's a great opportunity, especially for the ag industry.
So looking at them in particular, farmers of any kind, to answer the question that just keeps coming up, do farmers really do this?
Do farmers really do this? I only know the micro. You know, I'm really kind of peeking out, you know, from our family's farm. We've been doing it, and I know that Ag Chat and the folks, you know, over at Ag Wired, you know, you definitely all are wired. I'm interested to know. You know, I'm interested to know the same kind of mobile data that we have available through some of those great surveys that Joel and Joe both shared. I'm interested to know more about the social media usage and the adoption and at what level. You know, it's not like they're out there, you know, Facebooking in the middle of harvest, but, you know, is there an opportunity for them to pull out their phone and do a little twit picking like, was it Steve Tucker? You know, and I'm wondering, you know, is that an anomaly? Is that something that, are we going to see more of that in the next few years? I think the smart farmer will understand that it's another tool in their tool belt, not just to, you know, grab that information and that data for weather or for market reports, but also to connect with consumers, to build demand early, and to create the connectivity with the actual production.
So looking at what you're doing now in your life, are you a resource for companies like these that want to learn more about how they might adapt these technologies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think when Steve Mercer had me come over to the Ag Communicators Roundtable in Washington, D.C., I met a lot of folks from the rice and turkey and, you know, meat and soybean and, you know, everything in between. And everybody was, you know, they were definitely looking for that resource. And I think I occupy a unique place because I grew up farming and learning about, you know, the land, and then now I've spent the last, you know, 10 years much more in kind of a theoretical and as well as a kind of pragmatic digital application of, you know, what does all of this stuff mean, and now I'm melding the two, and it's really only been in the last year that I've taken it on seriously, but I think that I would absolutely love to be a resource, and I think that it's the most meaningful thing I'm doing in my life right now. You know, I've got clients who are great and, you know, help pay the bills, but I think at the end of the day, my true heart and my you know, it's in my blood, and I think that it's been a wonderful experience so far, and I'm glad to be back in the industry.
Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. I am following you now on Twitter, by the way,
and I'll follow you back.
we'll see what we have to say after we leave here. But again, that's Leslie Bradshaw, who spoke here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Joel, it's great to talk to you again, and we've had an opportunity more than once. You were on this panel here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture session, talking to him about commodity update and the delivery of market data information to farmers or to groups, and using this mechanism. What do you think this agri-marketing group here wanted to know, or, you know, in terms of the questions they gave you, for example?
I think the main thing, Chuck, is our core offering, as you know, is a little bit outside the traditional marketing delivery, in terms of the focus being on that particular message from a promotional standpoint that is being delivered. The point that I think maybe resonated best with folks is, if you look at the commodity update offering, separating that from any marketing discussion for a minute, the fundamental change that we've seen over time is the impact that this offering, due to it being a mobile offering, has on the way that large farmers in this country consume market information. And so can we extrapolate that as marketers and grasp the opportunity that is the mobile medium to have that same kind of step change, if you will, in terms of harnessing the power and the interactivity of the mobile medium from a marketing perspective?
Well, you had some great statistics to give out there. And including surveys that you've done of your own customers, basically. And if I remember right, you had even asked them things about their of different ways they can get information, what were some of the most important to them. You want to review just some of the things you learned from that?
Yeah, when we look at the research, both ours and that done outside, and there's been certainly some good work done there, from the farmer perspective, it doesn't have to be glitz and glamour. In our experience, they want pretty direct, pretty specific information, and really, as we've talked before, the founding principle of Commodity Update was to go to the farmer. You know, I made the analogy in the conversation this afternoon that they asked Jesse James why he robbed banks, and he said that's where the money was. People ask me why we go to the cell phone, and we say that's where the farmer is. And so I think that We've all got a message as marketers that we're trying to communicate, whether you're on the client side or the agency side. It's how do we package that in a format that is digestible, one, and two, convenient for the farmer in terms of being able to access it.
Great. Well, good presentation here. I just will give people a taste of that, and then they'll know another reason why they should have been here if they weren't at the Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. We are having a great time here in Kansas City. Wish you were here to join us, but you can feel like you're part of it by following us at AgWire on AgWire.com or Twitter. You can find me at AgriBlogger and Cindy at Farm Podcaster. So that's our program. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.